Start your day with Tim Fleming in the Morning, someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
And good morning. It is time for us to have our program that we always have weekly on KGLO. We really enjoy doing this. It is the program for the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County, and we always have some wonderful guests from various parts of our community in the area. And today we've got Robin Anderson with us, the president and chief executive officer with the Mason City Chamber of Commerce. Robin, how are you today?
Well, I am great.
You were just telling me a minute ago, you have coffee ready and everything.
I have coffee ready and everything.
You knew you were talking with me. You had to have coffee.
Oh, you know, I never drank coffee when I was a banker, but when I started working at the Chamber of Commerce, it was like a social thing, and now I am a coffee fiend.
Oh, I think I always have liked coffee. I don't remember when I didn't, so it's all good. It's really, really good. Hey, it's great to have you on the radio, and you know, we were just talking before going on the air, the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County does a lot of great things for a lot of great folks, and I know you've got something you want to tell everybody about.
Well, I do. They provided sort of the cherry on the top funding for a project that we actually, I don't even think I've done a news release on this yet, but I think people have noticed it around the downtown, and that is the That's a Wrap utility box beautification project. And, you know, for years I'd be in other communities, you know, for chamber work or whatever, and notice that those ugly utility boxes that are standing around, some communities let artists paint those and that type of thing. And then I was noticing actually Matt Brick's delivery truck for brick furniture, and he had used some of the themes from the mural on the back of his building to wrap his delivery truck. And I thought, I wonder if that wrap technology would work for wrapping utility boxes, because it would be so much more durable than paint and fade resistant, and they can make it in all kinds of shapes. So we actually wrote a grant to the Iowa Arts Council, and they provided some funding for that. And then, as these things happen, we found out that no two of these boxes are exactly the same size. So our artist that was working on the project, Jim Zach from Z Graphics Design, and Bob Ledoux from Ledoux Signs, and Bob is also an artist, they got their heads together and designed a wrap for the 11 traffic signal boxes that go around the loop. And we sort of ran out of money, so it was nice to have that community foundation kick in $1,200 so that we could finish up that last box.
Wow. That's a great story. You know, it really is. And you know, sometimes, I often talk with folks about this, sometimes it's just the little things that can really be big things.
Exactly. And I think finding art in unexpected places, you know, kind of brings a smile to people's faces. And all of these boxes are wrapped in a design that Jim Zach created that sort of resembles the Frank Lloyd Wright art glass. And we actually got a call from someone who said, "Do those light up?" Because they look so real.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it. You know what I've heard from people? They've said, "I wonder how many more they're going to do around town."
Well, we would love to. Our plan is to work with Alliant to get some of their boxes wrapped, but we'll have to find some grant funding to help us with that. So we're on the search for more funds so that we can continue the program, because the bad thing that this does is when these boxes are so beautiful, then you really notice the ugly ones even more.
You know what it reminded me of, Robin? When I first started to see this, I thought years ago, I know a community that had residents paint the fire hydrants.
Oh.
And they, you know, sometimes the fire hydrants get to be a little, you know, run down looking and, you know, rusty and whatever. Well, they had them literally paint the fire hydrants, and they could make different designs or characters out of fire hydrants. And it was a great competition. And you could find all kinds of colors and artwork. But it was, again, taking art into the community like you're showing here.
Well, exactly. And this is sort of an offshoot of the Building Our Brand mural project that we started to sort of beautify the backs of buildings. Because any direction you approach our downtown from, you're sort of coming in from the backside. And we actually have another mural going up downtown later this month on the back of Praise Community Church. So we're excited to have that on the horizon, too.
And what will that be, do you know?
Well, they're going to incorporate their church name into the mural, but it's also going to be the geometric design sort of inspired by Frank Lloyd Wright. And we have an artist who has done a couple of, we have like two or three artists that we use for the mural project. And so the artist that the University of Iowa brought to us for our first mural project is coming back to do this one.
Well, I was going to ask you too while I had you, and this has been challenging, I know, for a lot of folks with the coronavirus COVID-19 situation. Challenging certainly for the Chamber of Commerce in Mason City and some of the things that are happening within the community. Tell us how you and your staff and the community is getting through some of this.
Well, it has been a challenge. We are actually planning to call all 650 of our members in the next couple of weeks to sort of do a welfare check on them. But we are also planning to have Ag Secretary Mike Nag is coming to Mason City on August 13th. And we're going to have a very scaled back version of our Ag Breakfast. And we're going to, we can hold it on the third floor of the Commerce Center and maintain social distancing, but we're also going to offer it via Zoom. And instead of the well-loved made-to-order omelets, all the people with an Ag Breakfast ticket will get a coupon for a McDonald's breakfast. So we're having to find new ways to do things, but this virus has had such an impact on agriculture, and we're so dependent on the farm economy that we thought it'd be really great to get Secretary Nag here to provide an update on what's available to help our farmers.
How many people will be able to attend that? Do you have a number?
We'll be able to have 50 people in person. And then sort of an unlimited number via Zoom, because we normally have about 400 people at that Ag Breakfast.
So true. Yeah, that's always a huge event for, well, not only the business folks, but the Ag people as well.
Yes, I believe Alpha Media names a Farmer of the Year.
Absolutely, and I can trace back history of that and with our own KGLO farm director, Al Hines, many
yes.
years ago. And getting that all started and the beginning in our community. And honestly, we are all tied together with agriculture and business in this North Iowa community.
Well, we sure are. And, you know, this is all one marketplace. And that's why, you know, our chamber really considers ourselves a regional chamber serving all of North Iowa, and We are all in this together. We've been promoting. Actually, if there's businesses out there that need masks, they can sign up for the Mask of Wellness and come to the chamber and get a starter kit of 25 masks to use for employees.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Hey, before I let you go, too, anything else you want to touch on before I do let you go today?
Well, we sure appreciate our partnership with all of Alpha Media. You guys do so much for the community, and you're always so helpful to us in getting the word out about things. So we appreciate you.
Happy to help anytime. Robin, you know you can always call.
Thanks, Tim.
You bet. Robin, thank you very much for taking some time to visit with us today. Have a great day and a great week.
You too.
All right, see you later. That is Robin Anderson. With us today on AM 1300 KGLO. It is the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program. Robin Anderson, the president and chief executive officer with the Mason City Chamber of Commerce on AM 1300 KGLO.